大家好，我叫 Max。
大家好，我叫 Hasnan。
And we are super excited to be back with another episode of Listen and Learn Chinese, our podcast where we'll be learning Mandarin at the same time as all of you, and sharing our tips and tricks for learning and speaking Chinese.
Last episode, we doubled down on introducing oneself and expanded our ability to 聊天 or chit-chat in Mandarin.
This episode, we're going to learn about a way to phonetically spell and write Mandarin called 拼音. We are super excited for this episode because understanding this system is going to take our Chinese to the next level.
So this is the third episode in a mini-series in learning the foundations of Chinese pronunciation, where we'll learn together about tones in pinyin. We thought that for these super important concepts, you might like to see a visual aid, so that's why we've made a video to go along with this episode, which you can find linked in the description. If you're new to Chinese, we'd highly suggest going to the video for your first listen of this episode.
Before we get back down to business, let's start with reviewing last week's quiz. I'll start. Question 1. How do you thank someone in Mandarin?
So the answer to this is 谢谢, which is fourth tone, no tone. You can also say 谢谢你 to mean thank you specifically, but this is slightly more formal and therefore would see slightly less use. The second question is, how do you ask someone for their given name in Mandarin, and what tones is this phrase pronounced in?
And the answer to the second question is 你叫什么名字? And those tones were 3 for 你, fourth tone for 叫, second tone for 什, no tone for 吗, second tone for 名, and no tone for 字. 你叫什么名字? Remember that 名字 means given name, which, like in most Asian cultures, is the second part of your name. Question 3 is, how do you answer the phone in Mandarin, and what tone would you use? The hint was that we learned this actually in episode 2.
So the answer to that is 喂, so that's in the second tone, remember, which is the rising tone. Once again, that's pronounced 喂. The last question is, how would you say I don't speak in Mandarin, and what tones are this phrase in? The hint for this was that it would require you to put together some words from episodes 2 and 3.
And those words were 我不说, 我 in the third tone, 不 in the fourth tone, and 说 in the first tone.
All right, now that we're done today's quiz, we can get into the big idea for today, which is that Chinese is easier to learn than you think because there are a lot of resources out there to help you learn. One of them is this podcast, but another one is a system called Pinyin. So Pinyin is a phonetic spelling system made specifically for Mandarin words to be spelled out using the Roman alphabet, which is the same thing as the English alphabet, which starts with A, B, C, D, E, etc.
Pinyin was invented in the 1950s by a Chinese economist and linguist named Zhou Youguang for the express purpose of teaching non-native Mandarin speakers how to sound out the words that are normally represented by Chinese characters, also known as 汉字, fourth tone, fourth tone.
The reason that pinyin is so useful is partially because of how unintuitive 汉字 are for non-native speakers. If you were to survey a bunch of non-native Chinese speakers on what they found the hardest part of the language to be, most of them would probably reply 汉字. That's totally fine though, because pinyin allows us to learn and speak the language without really having to learn 汉字. So the language has become a lot more accessible since pinyin became a thing.
Think about how in English, we have 26 letters in an alphabet, and these letters can be arranged in a certain order such that when we're done spelling a word out, that word correlates to a meaning and a sound. On the other hand, Chinese doesn't really have letters. Instead, it has 汉字. Intuitively, we like to think of 汉字, or Chinese characters, as symbols composed of multiple pen or brush strokes. And the finished symbol corresponds to a word with a meaning and a sound.
Alright, so you may be wondering what the big difference is between English and Chinese in this case, and that has to do with pronouncing the sound that each 汉字makes. In English, words can correspond to sounds before they've even finished being spelled. For example, if you're spelling the English word correct, and you've so far only written C-O-R-R, then you don't really have a meaning yet for the word, but you can still make a sound based off what you've spelled so far, which would be core. Once you add an E, C, and T, then you have the finished word correct, which then has a meaning that we can understand. Now, if you compare that to the Chinese word for correct, which is dui in the fourth tone, dui, when you're writing out this hanzi, which is comprised of five pen or brush strokes, the word will neither have a meaning nor be able to correlate to any type of sound until you finish writing the entire character. If you're one out of five strokes, two out of five strokes, or even four out of five strokes, it doesn't mean anything and it doesn't mean any sound until you finish that hanzi.
Therefore, hanzi in Mandarin can't be spelled out because there are no letters. And because you can't spell each word out with letters that can correlate to sounds, you can't sound out hanzi while learning Mandarin the way you can while reading or writing English. This can make learning tricky.
But now enter pinyin to fix the problem. It's basically a system for writing hanzi out with letters from the Roman alphabet so you can sound things out and add little accents to indicate the tones. The word pinyin, which is in a double first tone, pinyin literally translates into piecing together sounds, which as you're about to hear is exactly how this will work. Every hanzi corresponds to a singular pinyin unit, each of which consists of three components. The first component that we're going to focus on today is called an initial. An initial is basically a consonant sound that goes at the beginning of the pinyin unit. There are several initials in Chinese that basically sound identical to the corresponding English letters. These are B, P, M, F, D, T, N, L, G, K, H, and S. Basically, if we ever spell out a word that uses one of those letters, you can just assume it would sound the same as in English because it pretty much does. Sounds pretty easy, right? Well, there are a couple other initials that don't sound like their English counterparts, and those are the focus for today.
The first group of special initials in Mandarin are what we like to call the smiling consonants. All three of the smiling consonants are called this because they require you to stretch the corners of your mouth out horizontally with your teeth being almost fully pressed together, which exposes a smile.
We're being literal on this. If you're not seeing teeth when you make these sounds, then you're not doing the smiling consonants correctly.
The first smiling consonant in pinyin is J. You need to extend the corners of your mouth and expose your teeth so that they're almost touching, but not completely pressed together. The sound should be very sharp and thin. An example of a word that uses this is jiao from last episode. In pinyin, it is spelled J-I-A-O in the fourth tone and uses the sharp sounding J initial. And we've used it in sentences like 我叫 and 你叫什么名字? Another super common word that uses pinyin J is 今天, spelled J-I-N in the first tone and T-I-A-N in the first tone. And that word means today.
The second smiling consonant is pinyin Q. So somewhat unintuitively, pinyin Q makes a sound similar to CH in the English language if you're saying a word like Cheetos, but it's sharper. Remember to extend the corners of your mouth in that smile just like with the qi sound, but instead you're making a qi sound. It sounds thin and sharp. Qi. So a super common word with pinyin Q is qu, which is spelled Q-U and in the fourth tone. This is the verb to go. You take the qi sound and turn it into qu, and that means to go.
And the third smiling consonant is pinyin X. If you have English S on one end, if you have the English S on one end of a spectrum and the English SH sh on the other end, then we like to think of pinyin X as halfway between the two. It honestly helps to think of it like a hissing sound. And once again, it's a thin and sharp sound where you need to smile and expose your teeth. We've already seen this initial in action quite a bit in words like 谢谢, meaning thanks, or in the second pinyin unit of 高兴, which means happy. Another wicked word to learn that uses this initial is 想, spelled X-I-A-N-G in the third tone. It is the verb to wish or to like to do something.
The next group of initials is what we like to call the puckering consonants. We call them this because instead of extending the corners of your mouth into a smile like the previous three initials that we just learned, these consonants do the opposite. They require you to pucker your lips into a circular shape as if you were giving a kiss. they can be thought of as the fraternal twins or mirror images of the smiling consonants. So remember, if pinyin J is thin and sharp, then pinyin ZH is pronounced somewhat in the opposite way, and it feels dull and thick. Instead of qi, you're pronouncing zh, right? Zh, just like in the word judge. A good word that uses the ZH initial is zhong, spelled Z-H-O-N-G in the first tone, which means middle or center. Once again, it's the opposite sound to qi, and you pronounce it zh, and the word is zhong in the first tone, meaning middle or center.
Similarly to how ZH is the duller and heavier equivalent to J, pinyin's dull and heavy equivalent of Q is CH. Pinyin CH is the heavy equivalent and sounds similar in English to words like chance, but once again is slightly heavier. Pucker those lips into a round shape and make a dull and heavy sound like this. A high-yield word that uses the CH initial is ch, spelled C-H-I in the first tone, which is the verb to eat. This is a word you're going to hear a lot.
Last up for the puckering consonants is pinyin SH. So pinyin SH is pretty straightforward and sounds a lot like SH does in English, if you're shushing someone by saying sh. This is the heavy sound that corresponds to pinyin X, which makes a xi sound from the smiling consonants. So instead of making xi, pucker those lips and try to make a slightly heavier sound to get a sh sound. Remember, your lips should be rounder to make sh. So we've seen a super high yield example of this before in the word sh. So that's shi in the fourth tone, which is the verb to be. So I am would be 我是, you are would be 你是. And also we've seen the word 什么, so that's S-H-E-N in the second tone, 神, and M-E without a tone, 什么, which means what. We saw this used in the phrase 你叫什么名字? What is your name?
The last group of initials is what most people call palatalized consonants. Because to make these sounds, your tongue needs to curl upward to touch your palate, meaning the roof of your mouth. The first palate consonant is pinyin C. This one is pretty unintuitive, but the simple explanation is that it makes a TS sound, just like in the Japanese word tsunami. A good word that uses the pinyin C initial is tsuo. That's C-U-O in the fourth tone, which means bad. This is commonly used in the term 不错, which means not bad, which is a common reply to someone asking how you're doing.
The next palate consonant is pinyin Z. So I guess it sounds kind of similar to English Z, but it's definitely heavier. And I like to think of it, and I think a lot of people like to think of it, as more of a DS sound, in which your tongue, starting firmly attached to the roof of your mouth at the beginning of the sound, eventually detaches from the roof of your mouth at the end of the sound Z. At the start of the sound z, it should kind of feel heavier in your mouth and become lighter at the end as your tongue detaches from the roof of your mouth. We've already seen this sound in the word for character, which is z in the fourth tone, zi in the fourth tone, z, which is part of the term for Chinese character, which we just went over, which is hanzi. Another high yield word that uses this initial is zou, so that's zou in the third tone, zou, which technically is the verb to walk, but in practice, it's used very often as the verb to leave. You're going to hear that one a lot as well.
So the last palate consonant is pinyin R. And we're not going to lie to you here, this one is a little weird for English speakers. It's slightly different from the other palate consonants because your tongue is curled up and backwards and is only lightly touching your palate. Our best approximation of how to make pinyin R is for your tongue to curl up and back, your teeth to be separated, and then try and pronounce English R, J, and V all at the same time. We know that probably sounds insane, but trust us, the sound honestly is a combination of all three. This one is tough to master, and people know that, so if you just pronounce an English style, in the meantime, before getting used to pinyin R, most people will understand you. We've already seen this in the verb 认识, R-E-N in the fourth tone, and SHI in the fourth tone, which means to meet. Note that this also has the puckered initial SH. Another common word with the pinyin R initial is 如果. RU in the second tone, GUO in the third tone, which is the word if.
So that pretty much wraps up today's episode, which covers all of the cool and interesting initials in pinyin that make sounds that don't quite exist in English. Although this may seem a little confusing at first, trust us when we say two things. First, it is worth your time to learn this. Mastering pinyin will make the difference between sounding out of place in Chinese and actually sounding like you're meant to speak Chinese.
Second, do not worry if you can't make and recognize all the sounds right away. It takes most people weeks to months to even several years to perfect their pinyin, and it's the type of skill that you build passively over time if you keep practicing.
Next episode, we'll be finishing up with pinyin, but not before we leave you with a quiz. I'll start us off with the first question. How would you say, I would like to go in Chinese? Hint, you're gonna need to tie together a few interesting words from this episode.
Question two. If someone asks you, 你好吗? And you wanted to respond, I'm not bad today. How would you say this in Chinese? You get two hints for this one. You need to pull together a few words from this episode and past episodes. And the second hint is the order of the words in Chinese sentences goes subject, then the time marker, then the action or verb.
Lastly, here's a kind of extra credit challenge question. How would you say the phrase, if you would like to say goodbye in Chinese? You might have seen this hint coming, but the words for this sentence are scattered out over a couple of episodes, so you might have to do a bit of sleuthing to figure that out. That's enough for today's episode.
See you next time.
再见. 再见.